Om Shanti. Good morning. We are very fortunate to be in Madhuban in this month of January, where naturally we get the blessings to have the awareness powerful. This month has a natural boon, rather, that we don't have to make much efforts, but we get into that state of awareness naturally. Because this is a special month where Brahma Baba did that effort for some time to attain that perfection or angelic stage. So those vibrations, anywhere in Madhuban, Cancer or anywhere, you can feel those vibrations around, encouraging every Brahman soul, Brahma's child, to get into that perfection easily, without even have to make effort. But every time Baba uses the word powerful awareness, smriti, samarth smriti, samarth is powerful, and smriti is awareness. Very interesting thing, for the past 3-4 days Baba was talking about, in fact he was stressing on being soul conscious. Sweet children, consider yourself a soul, a brother, and when you look at another one, see the other person as a soul, a brother. Because it is this awareness, only the awareness of soul, consciousness of the soul, stays for the next 21 births. We forget rest all the detailed knowledge about the Supreme Soul, drama, cycle, blah 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 blah, 84 births, everything is washed out. But one thing that stays with us is, I am a soul, you are a soul. See, if I have to have this awareness for the next 21 births, how strong this awareness should be. To what extent I have to practice this awareness. It's just not for half an hour business. It's just not for short time business. But this awareness will have to stay with us for a very long period of time, for half the cycle, where there is no criminal vision, no difference of that gender, no difference of color, no difference of any differences for that matter. We have that intense love for each other. It's only we Brahman family who will come in all 84 births in some way or the other, whether you like or you don't. But we will be together. Whether you like me, whether I like you, that doesn't matter. But we all will be together for all 84 births. Now there is one choice. The choice is, whoever we are with, let's have that loving feeling. Let's wipe out all the feelings, all the rest other awareness, all the rest other memories, bitter feelings, bitter memories. And let us develop that love for each other. Because that's what we are going to carry. Only and only this awareness will have to stay with us for the rest of the half a cycle. People will learn what love is looking at us. People will have to know what heaven is looking at us. People will know what divinity is looking at us. So we being the example for the whole cycle, for entire world, to show what divinity is. And if we are not going to practice, then who's going to show? Where there is love, there is sacrifice. Where there is faith, there is victory. A family needs only two things, love and faith. So we are family, we need love and faith. Where there is faith, there's always victory. Now a question, why? Why? Why is he like that? Why? That's his role. This is his role. That's drama. If that soul is not like that, then how would you know that you have the sanskar? You see? If the person in front of me is not behaving indifferently, how would I know that I have the sanskar or this particular thing irritates me? So it means I have irritation. So everything that is happening in front of us, each person we are placed with, whoever we have to stay, whoever we have to live with, that is perfect. Why? Everything God says is accurate. Everything that is in drama is absolutely accurate. Perfect. So why question? Even if someone is an instrument to destroy, ruin your life, very good. Very good. Destroyed completely. From there, that person brought you here, down there. Very good. Very good. So hard. How can I ever say very good, which is not good? It's not good. Not good? Good or good? Not good. Of all the people in the world, I have to live with this person. I hate. Very good. Very, very good. This is the real thing. If I really have that love for God, what a big deal. So what? Yesterday, a very beautiful line Baba said, tolerate a little bit. Tolerating unnecessarily is bad. But when it is a family, it is necessary. Please, tolerate. It's okay. It's okay. It's a part of Brahman's character. Is to tolerate. Can you ever say, how long should I have this character? How long should I maintain this character? Can any Brahman say that? How long should I be in purity? It's very difficult. How many? Till I meet Baba, that's it? Can I go back to my old after meeting Baba? Will any Brahman say that? This is our life. With the power of purity, we are going to go to the new world, a pure world. We are establishing a pure world through the power of our purity. So this is also a part of a character. There's no question how long. It's only when we suppress things, the question comes, how long should I do this? I can't take any more. Because I'm not actually transforming. I'm not realizing. I'm suppressing them. As I suppress and suppress, I become very heavy. I become too heavy. And the heaviness leads to depression, lack of enthusiasm, lack of spirit, lack of interest in anything. Tiredness, physically tired, mentally tired, because I'm suppressing, I can't tell anybody. Even if I'm going to tell anybody, nothing is going to happen. See? They would say, you are wrong, she is okay. But that's true or not true? This is the situation. Now Baba has given me knowledge. The knowledge is might. Knowledge is light. And when God is with me, my beloved, He's giving all the love in the world to me. I'm a specially chosen child. My hand is in His. I'm in very safe hands. So this little thing doesn't matter. And this is only the little time, the small birth, wherein we all have to settle a very huge, big accounts. Brahmins have very, very, very big account than people outside. You see? Because we are the old souls. We take all 84 births. So our account starts from 63 births. So we have a big account to settle comparatively. Compared to what people in the outside, they don't have to settle as much as we do have to. Yeah? So when I have done such karmas, it is coming in front of me. Take it easy. Nothing happens in any human life without a reason. Everything is very, very specific, precise account. 2 plus 2 is 6. Yeah? 2 plus 2 is 2. 2 plus 2 is 3. 2 plus 2 is 3 3/4. Exactly. It is so precise. Why only this much? Why only this person? Why only here? Why only me? It's so precise and specific. I have to settle my karma. I'll tell you one secret. The deep secret of karma. If you suffer the suffering, the sufferings will extend. If you suffer the sufferings, you suffer the sufferings more. Because you're extending, you're suffering, you're taking it in your being. And more I think about it, more I feel, then I'm giving energy, because every thought Brahman thinks is energy. So I'm giving energy to my sorrow, and so the sorrow grows. Would you like to do that? Would you like to grow your own sorrow? So take it easy. Things come, smile, take it easy. If I feel I can't take it, you say, Baba, you take it. I can't take it anymore. With lots of love in your heart, give it away to Him. You see, you handle, I don't handle. It means I surrender to God and I forget. All that I can't handle, I surrender to God. Surrender, I believe Him, I trust Him. And I hand over. So this is also part of faith. That I am giving away all that I'm not able to handle. Many times we hold on to things. And we suffer. And you know one interesting thing is, we all are sailing in the same boat. Yeah? But whenever it is the time to go through certain situations, we all feel we are alone. I am alone going through this problem. I am only the person going through this situation. So what happens is that we each one start feeling lonely. And we are afraid to share with each other, afraid to share with somebody. Because it's a situation I'm facing. Either it could be my own sanskaras that has come. How can I tell I have such things, thoughts in my mind which I never had before? How can I tell this is the problem I'm having? Many times I'm in a situation where I'm not even able to explain to somebody. I feel very embarrassed. And in such circumstances, we'll start feeling lonely. And there are two things which are the worst things that Brahmins, you know, have, which is the gateway to Maya. One is feeling lonely. Another is lack of enthusiasm and zeal. Depressed. Very, very bad disease. Very bad disease for Brahman, I tell you. Even at the worst situation, please don't allow your heart to break. Please, I tell you. That will take you too far. It's okay, we have to tolerate. Let us be ready for it. We all have strength. God is with us. No problem. No big deal. But we should not allow our heart to break. And please never ever compare your life with the Laukik, worldly life. I had to go through all this. Better I was outside. My husband was a good guy, you see. He was a very good guy. I left him. My boyfriend was a very nice person. My girl was a very good girl. I left everything for Baba and look at me. What am I doing? Nobody to help me. Never ever have such thoughts. The worst thought you could have is this, please. Whenever I'm comparing this special, such a pure elevated life with that of the world outside, half died. Have gone. It means I'm not valuing myself, I'm not valuing God. I don't know the worth of God. And I'm not valuing this time. It means I haven't understood the knowledge. Where am I standing? And the most importantly, as a Brahman, I haven't attained anything. There is no feeling of attainment in life. Whenever there is no, you know, feeling of getting from God, attaining from God, taking from God, the unlimited, unconditional, such pure love from God. What an experience. I can give anything away for that love. The amount of care and support God gives, in spite of me doing so many mistakes, God is holding me like this. And I'm not realizing that. You see? In spite of so many things happening in the world outside, burning issues, people are crying in distress. And God is keeping me so happy. He's not even allowing that the little heat of that dirty world to touch us. He's protecting us. And I'm not aware of that. So it's very important for me to wash away those old memories, awareness. The bitterness from my heart. If I give place for bitterness in my heart, then how will I fill my heart with blessings, God's love. And a person, a Brahman who don't experience God's love, who don't have God's love in his heart, no strength. He is just wearing white clothes and nothing else. There is nothing. Just showy. You see? Have you seen the lovers in the world outside? People, Laukik girls and boys. A boy love a girl, and the boy leaves parents, leave his business, leave his property. He just go away for girl. He can face society. And girl can leave the parents, leave everything. Go behind that boy. They will again get divorced after 4 days. That is, but even for that 4 days, that bodily physical love has so much strength that can make them sacrifice everything and go after that boy or a girl. Even for that 4 days. Now what is this? Tell me. God's love. Do I not have faith in God? Don't I love God? Or don't you think God will love us? Yeah, you believe God is loving us? Who among you say, no, God, Baba doesn't love me, you know? Baba only loves them. Not me. Baba loves the seniors. Not me. Put your hand up, please. I can recommend. Nobody? Is any Brahman sitting here who says, Baba never helped me so far? In all these life, my Brahman life, sorry, Baba has never helped me. Is there anybody? Nobody? You? You? Oh, no. Is there anybody who say that? Of course not. If God does not help you and me, if He doesn't love you and me, who will He love? He don't have any other children. The only children He has is we children. You see? All that He has is for us. It is only I who don't know the way to take His love. You see? Sometimes you put the bucket under the tap, you turn on the tap, but tap is never, the bucket is never filled. Why? Hole? What else? Right? You put the bucket upside down. You put the bucket right under the tap. That is fine. Water is flowing. That is fine. But it is upside down. So all the water is going out. I have to have a right position of my mind, right state of mind. We have to use the knowledge is to use. Knowledge is for using, not storing. Whenever it's a situation that I have to face, whenever I am in a problem, in a circumstances where I feel there is no way out, it is there I have to use the knowledge. You see? Never forget to smile, even in the most difficult situation. Then I'm a real Brahman. People should be amazed to look at how is this person is still able to smile. Look at this person having so many problems. But how is he smiling? How is she smiling? Well, that's the magic of God's knowledge. Because I'm a Brahman. I should be able to make others smile. If I cry, who's going to make the world laugh? You see? If I'm crying, then who is making the world laugh? You see? You still don't smile. You're sitting so tight. Is it because of cold? You can't smile in the cold? You see? It's okay. There are certain seasons, like, say for example, it's winter. Winter means, well, it's understood. It will be terrible cold, bitter cold. Enjoy. No use thinking cold, cold, cold. No use of talking about cold, cold, cold. Cold is cold, so just enjoy. And it's going to be hot summer. So, it's very hot, hot, hot. Well, hot is hot. That's the season. When you get mangoes in India, you get many flies, house flies. Too many flies everywhere, too many flies. Too many mosquitoes, too many flies. But together you get good mangoes. You have very beautiful roses, but you have too many thorns around it. Well, that's how it is. So I don't have to comment on the thorns or the flies, but enjoy the mango or the flower. Why should I cry for the thorns? Oh, I don't like these thorns, but look at the rose also. But I should be able to know the tact of just taking the rose. Never been, you know, hurt by the thorn. I know there is thorn, but I should know the knack, the tact, to pick the rose, to enjoy the rose, to have the rose, without being, you see, hurt by the thorns. That's knowledge. If my heart is still with negative thoughts, past, bitterness, or complaints, why this person like that, why this person like this, why that like this, why this like, why my life is like this. You see, my life is full of, if I always look at the other side, I'm not able to enjoy what God has given me already. You see, it's more like half empty, half half full. So what I have, I can drink. If I every time open the thing, see, I don't know who drank half the water, I wanted the full glass, but you still have half full. So which part I look at and I enjoy is my positioning of the mind. God is sitting in front of us. He's giving me so much. Let me enjoy that. What I don't have, that's fine. Probably I don't need it. Probably I'm not able to digest if I get that. So it's good I'm not getting. So it's my responsibility as a Brahman to keep my heart, my mind, clean. Clean from any bitterness, from any impurity, from any negativity, from any faults, either faults of myself, faults of others. Just let us not hold it in my, let us not hold it in the heart. Sorry. Don't hold. More you hold it, more we suffer. Heart, Brahman, mind is a beautiful, beautiful treasure store. It's a very good safe locker. What do you put in safe lockers? Dirty things or precious things? So just let's open our own mind, heart, and see what have I put in the safe locker. Have I stored nice things or bitter things? Have I stored wonderful, precious things or all such stupid, dirty things which I have to leave, let go, wash away. I'm sure nobody will put a rubbish garbage in the safe lockers. Yeah? So why am I putting all the dirty rubbish things in my heart? Heart is supposed to be a precious thing. Accept God's remembrance, God's love, God's blessings. I shouldn't have anything else in my heart. Because I have to make my mind and heart a temple. Not a garbage bin. To make my mind garbage bin or to make my mind a temple is in my hands. If I have garbage in my mind, what will come every time? So meditation we do every day is to clean the garbage bin. If you don't clean the bin, what happens for a week? You'll clean your garbage bin every day? Yeah? No? Don't tell me you don't have a garbage bin at all. And you clean it every day. Yeah? What happens if you don't clean for a month? So if I don't clean all that unnecessary things from my mind, it stinks. Germs are born. Yeah? So any mental sicknesses we all have, either it is laziness, depression, jealousy, hatred, not liking, being very sensitive. I tell you, Brahman become very sensitive after belonging to Baba. In the world outside, they're very strong. But once they come to Baba's home, yeah, they got knowledge, after 5, 10, 15 years, they become too fragile and sensitive. I don't like that. I don't like this. I can't do this. I can't. Very, very fragile. Touch me not. It should be the other way around, huh? Yeah? We should be become very strong. No matter what, I can make the world into. But we become so fragile. I said, oh, why this? Why did you tell this to me? Or he said that to me and that too. So we start picking up little things and holding it in the heart. And so the big achievement, the big attainment is gone. Because I have given place for those rubbish things in my heart. So the big thing what God is giving me, I can't hold in my heart because I have no space in my heart. It is rejecting. Though my brain says, oh, I should be enjoying this. I should be taking this. But actually I'm not in a position to take that because I don't have energy. I don't have basically space. So please create space in your heart. Take away all those garbage bins. So whatever I'm attached to too much, that gives two things, pain and fear. Either I'm attached to past, nice things, people, place, even a dress, my purse. Whatever I'm holding on to in my heart, that always makes me feel unsafe, insecurity, as a result, fear, and pain together with it. attachment gives me insecurity, pain and fear. Hate also gives me insecurity, fear and pain. So whenever I feel the pain, whenever I feel insecure, whenever I have fear, remember, I'm attached to something. I'm holding on something, which I should not be holding. And many a times what happens is, we always remember to forget certain things. Ah, Baba says, forget the past, forget this, forget this. So every time you remember to forget, so you remember more what you ought to forget. But instead of remembering to forget, I should remember to remember. You don't have to remember what you have to forget, but remember what I have to remember. Like I remember Baba. If I ask you every time you go out of this meditation hall, please don't remember a donkey. Okay? Don't remember a donkey when you leave this hall. So what happens every time you leave this hall? You don't remember donkey? Or you remember donkey? Right? Because anything you tell your mind, no, the first thing mind does is to remember that. So this is negative way of training the mind. Well, the lesson is good though. Shouldn't remember donkey every time you remember the hall. But then the teaching, the way I'm telling is wrong. Rather I should say, every time you leave the hall, remember I'm an angel. Going out of this hall, and I have to spread peace. So this is what I have to remember. So I have to tell my mind what to remember, then what has to be forgotten is automatically forgotten. The erasing part is automatic always. I don't ever have to stress, emphasize on deleting part, erasing part. That's very much automatic in the mind system. The only emphasis I have to have is what I have to record, what I have to ask my mind to remember. Not the don'ts are natural, but do's is that I have to remind myself, do this. Remember, Baba, be loving, be gentle, be smiling. I have to tell my mind what I should do, rather than telling my mind what I should not be doing. It means you start becoming aware, you become more conscious of what you should not be doing. And more I become conscious of negative things, more the negativity becomes deep-rooted. That's underlined. Well, it's also very important for me to know what negativity I have. But at the same time, I have to have more attention on what I should be doing next. That's okay. What next? What next? I have to ask myself, what next now? This is a situation, so what next? So I believe it is within my hands to have that pure awareness. Constantly. Nice. The awareness that gives me happiness. The awareness that gives me joy. As my awareness, so shall be my feelings. Today I don't feel good, you see. I don't feel good today. I feel very sad. What happened? Did you fight with someone? Someone fought with you? Someone said anything? Did you lose something? I don't know, nothing happened. But I'm very sad. I feel very sad. So the feeling, the sadness is there because I'm holding on to the awareness which is not happy. Unconsciously. I tell you very interesting things. Most of the time the incidents, the situations, even the people would have forgotten, but the feelings would stay back. The feelings, the experience, the taste would stay back in the soul. Because it's long back gone. It's gone, finished. Many times I don't even know what it has happened. I've forgotten. But then the feeling, which I really felt very deeply at that point in time, I would have sustained it. And that sustained negative feelings would stay in us. So many times I don't know what the feeling is for. The reason I don't know, because I've forgotten, but then feeling stays. Now I have to wash those negative feelings. Nobody is going to wash that for me. Nobody is going to heal those feelings for me. I have to do it. If I feel bad, who's going to come and take care of my feelings? Nobody. You see, at the most, maybe my good friend would come and sit beside me and say, "Oh, what's wrong with you? You look so sad. Can I do something for you? Okay, take this chocolate. Chocolate is a nice thing. Eat this chocolate. You will feel. Let's go for a walk. You feel good, really. At the most. Yes? But the root, I have to clean out. I have to sit and work with myself. First of all, let us not allow, please, whatever happened till today, let's forget. But then, from today onwards, let us make it a point not to allow any bad feeling within myself, within my being. I should not feel bad for anything. Let me not feel bad for anything. It's a big thing, huh? Even though the situation is something that makes you feel bad, but because to feel or not to feel is in my hand. I make you laugh. To laugh or not to laugh is it's your control. Not necessarily I make you laugh, you laugh, I make you cry, not necessary. So to feel bad or not to feel bad is in my control. No, let us use that control. Let us use what I have in my hands. My heart, I feel, so let me try to feel always good. I don't have to allow that bitter feelings anymore. Even if I have any bitter feelings from the past, please sit down before 30th of January, try to take it out. That 30th is also too far, before 18th January. We have natural blessings. Let us try to remove all that bitterness from the heart. And let me keep my heart very clean and nice. Like I pay attention on keeping my clothes clean. Right? If I spill tea on your skirt, on your pant, what will you do? What will you do? Will you just sit down and say, "Wait, oh, she did it, let her come and wash for me"? You will not wait for me to come and wash your skirt. Yeah? You run immediately and say, "Oh, it's my thing." People will ask me, "What happened? What is that scar on your shawl?" So we immediately go and wash. Because longer it stays, deeper the scar will be. Longer I allow it to stay, takes longer time to wash. Long time it stays, it becomes a part of my sanskar. And so it's my responsibility to take care of my dress, to keep my dress clean. Same way, it's my responsibility to keep my heart, my mind clean, happy. Have good feelings. Whatever the feelings I have, so shall be the vibrations I carry. As I pass through, as we pass through, people should feel some nice feeling. I don't know that person, but the person passed by, I felt very nice, very good. Because we are all angels. We carry good vibrations with us, pure vibrations, divine vibrations, godly vibrations. We should not carry the bitter feelings, and if we pass by, people should feel, I feel very uncomfortable when that person passed by. So I'm responsibility. It's my responsibility to take care of my mind. It's my responsibility to take care of my feelings. Yeah? Nobody is responsible for my state of mind. Nothing is responsible for my state of mind. And please never expect someone to come and take care of your mind. Please. That expectation will kill you more. More you look forward for somebody to come and ask you, sit with you, talk to you, give you love. Please, this is not the time for all that. That's gone long back. It's now, the ball is in my court. Now I should be giving love. I should be giving sustenance. I should be giving to others. This is not the time to sit and expect for someone to give me. No, please. Please, if you're thinking like this, making a big mistake. Sisters should come and give you toli and say, oh brother, how are you? Are you okay? Please, no, no, no. No, if they don't do, very good. You should be happy. Okay? So this is the month of January. We all have to become like Baba, Brahma Baba. Even he alone was there to make himself up, make himself perfect, make himself complete. So we are his direct children of Shiv Baba, direct children of Brahma Baba. We all have that inborn strength. All that we need to do is to use it. Okay? Om Shanti. A minute of silence before we leave. Yeah?